They would pull out a book. We want to thank everybody involved with this and, of course, for the nomination. Whenever you receive something like this, you don't think it's warranted, but we do think it's an honor.
Yes, we do.
And so we're very pleased about that. And in fact, when I first heard about it, I went to Margaret and I said, wow, this is a big deal, Margaret. I think I ought to do something special, like maybe I should dye my hair or get some of that Spanx stuff, you know, to look better. Don't they make that for men? And Margaret, you know, your spouses can be very blunt. And she looks at me and she said, I don't think you ought to dye your hair. You're going to look like an Elvis impersonator at a nursing home. So I thought, okay. I thought, you know, I always listened to her, but I went out and dyed my hair anyway. Just dyed it gray. So then I said, I went off to my next subject, the Spanx. I said, you know, what about that Spanx? Don't they make that for men? And she goes, same thing. She goes, you know, I got to tell you, when I look at you, the part that's most out of proportion is your head. You know, you've got this scrawny little body and you got a George Foreman head, do you? God, so I go to the mirror and you look at the mirror, you know, and you start looking at it in a different light and you go, dude, maybe my head is out of proportion. So I thought, I need Spanx for my head. And I didn't think it existed. But what do you think?
It's a start.
Yeah. So that's how much work we did about this. After we were informed about this, our daughter made the mistake of sending us a video of Jan Fraser's talk last year.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, was that a mistake, because I don't know if you weren't here, you should look it up online. And Jan did a magnificent job. She was warm, humble, humorous, Catholic. I mean, the whole thing, it was just amazing, Jan. Intimidating, I would say. It reminded me, I saw a comedy skit once where a comedian talked what it would be like to be the minister that spoke after Martin Luther King at the Washington Mall. And he gets up there, this is the second one to follow, and the minister goes, ooh, wow, that was a good speech. That was a really good speech. In fact, he said a lot of the same things I was going to say. I mean, almost word for word. I'm not saying he stole my speech, but it was a good speech. So looking at Jan, you know, we were pretty intimidated, Jan, but we had to move on one way or the other. So I thought, how do you match that? So I did what most people would do today. I took Jan's speech and entered it into ChatGPT. And I said, give me a speech or a talk on the same level as Jan's. I don't want it to be better, but just same level. So this is the first phrase ChatGPT gave me, Jan. I have a dream. So, well, actually, I do have a dream. I have a dream that someday in Nebraska, the legislators and the voters will support every student, regardless of where they originate from, regardless of what school they go to, regardless of the color of the skin, regardless of whether their school is based on religion. So that's our dream, and that the state supports them at that level. And regardless of their orientation. Practicing medicine in Lincoln reveals the increase in diversity in our community. And we see that every day. Everybody that, and I'm certain the school and the teachers and the instructors here see it. Every day I see people from Burma, from Japan, from China, from the Middle East. Lincoln has become a very diverse community and a lot of strong families, and it's, and I'm certain, Pius, it's reflected in your students. And it's warm to see this happen, and you can see the benefit it brings to our community. And our family in particular has been touched by diversity because I have three tremendous son-in-laws that are amazing. They're teaching me all the time. Creighton Bassett, that's here, and Dr. Prasant Ravapati. And Dr. Ravapati is a nephrologist at the Med Center. And what we found out from Dr. Ravapati is that he is an Alabama fan. So now we see our little nine-month-old baby Margot wearing Alabama outfits. And if you don't think that taught us diversity tolerance, it certainly did. So when I started Pius, I was one of the first freshmen. I think they were just expanding from three grades to four. So I started Pius, and God, it was a big deal. You know, you're all of a sudden in a bigger school, and you got multiple teachers, and everything's going on, and you've got different sports, and it was like overwhelming. But I was really impressed with the teachers and the classmates that I met. And a lot of those I've maintained a connection with for many years. I've seen a lot of different classmates as patients, certain Margaret has, a lot of different instructors. I see Steve Morrow frequently, Dan Creel. Mike Morrow was our attorney forever, and I'm still not in jail. And so it's been fantastic. And it's also, when I see him as a patient, it gives me an opportunity to apologize for some of the things that I did and said. When it came to time to send our three daughters to school, it was not necessarily an easy decision. Margaret, as you know, went to East High. She was on the swing choir. She was the star of the musical. She was the number one student and all that stuff. It's really tough living with Margaret. Yeah. It's been a burden. And, you know, she continued that. She was the top student in college and medical school, and everybody looks to Margaret for answers. You know, when my kids had eye problems, they'd go to Margaret. But I think that as good of experience that Margaret had at East High, it was the intensity of support from my classmates for Pius that moved us. Wouldn't you say?
Yes.
So this has been going to Pius, being involved with Pius, supporting Pius, having our kids go to Pius, has been a blessing for us, just like it has been to practice medicine in this community.
Okay, I'm the straight man. Once Greg and I decided to send our children through the Catholic school system and onto Pius, we never looked back. We met wonderful families. Our children grew up with a quality of friend that continues to give them support yet today. All three daughters were individual and team state champions in golf or tennis and succeeded in academics in high school, college, and medical school. We give the teachers and administrators at Pius a lot of credit for the fulfilling academic careers that Lee, Stephanie, and Elizabeth experienced through their educational years. Now, as practicing physicians in Lincoln, they too experience the joy and warmth of seeing former classmates and teachers as patients. A friend of ours wrote a book on leadership. The chapter that resonated with us was the chapter on servant leaders. A servant leader is defined as a leader who seeks to serve others first. As our responsibilities went from one employee to now over 500 employees, becoming a servant leader was consistent with our training as physicians. Our early friendship and respect for Monsignor Liam Barr provided the template for what a servant leader could accomplish. Thank you, Monsignor. When we think about Pius, we think about the many friends, classmates, and students we have met. They all play a role in the special contribution that Pius makes to our state. But in particular, we believe that every teacher and administrator that we experienced at Pius has been a servant leader for the Pius community. Pius does not exist without the commitment of the many families that have and will send their children there, but Pius does not succeed without the many quality teachers and administrators that have walked this campus.
So, thank you. So, going back to our original request from ChatGPT to match Jan or approach it, we needed an ending. So we went to ChatGPT, I looked it up, you know, and I said, how do we come up with something that's comparable to Jan Fraser? And they said, first answer was, you can't. Give it up, suds. But then when I pressed again, it says, okay, here's your answer. Ask not what your Pius can give to you, but ask what your friends can give to Pius.